have a very strong belief that everything that comes into your life is supposed to, and every condition of your life is part of the perfection of it, and that there's a blessing in all of it, and that there are no accidents. That's the perfect, absolutely, totally perfect universe.
Take this, Prince of Darkness!
Lemon time?
Lemon time, children.
Oh, my darling, lemon time. Because I knew there was Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
I thought there was an old holiday called lemon time that was lost and gone forever.
We have lemons.
Yeah, and that was a bit sad because I used to like lemons at the time.
That's the white lemon.
That would have been just the holiday for me.
Marijuana growing is an extremely interesting and exciting hobby. Interesting because of the variety of strains, growing methods and experiments. And exciting because of the final result, tasting and the chase. The chase? The illegality of marijuana growing in possession is one of the reasons I found people attempt its propagation. Something to do with that ever-present danger of being caught. However, all this aside, the growing of marijuana, and quality marijuana at that, is possible in the great outdoors and under what might seem impossible conditions.
Everyone sipped their drink slowly and everyone seemed to be watching everyone else. I kept my eyes on Jill, supposing that anything she did, I should do. Suddenly, I began to feel something strange inside myself, like a storm. I remember that two or three records had played since we had the drinks, and now everyone was beginning to look at me. The palms of my hands were sweating, and I could feel droplets of moisture on my scalp at the back of my neck. The room seemed unusually quiet, and as Jill got up close to the window shut and closed the window shades completely, I thought, they're trying to poison me! Why would they try to poison me? My whole body was tense in every muscle, and a feeling of weird apprehension swept over me, strangled me, suffocated me. When I opened my eyes, I realised that it was just Bill who put his arm around my shoulder. Lucky you, he was saying in a slow-motion record on the long-speed voice. Don't worry, I'll babysit you. This will be a good trip. Come on, relax. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. He caressed my face and neck tenderly and said, honestly, I won't let anything bad happen to you. Suddenly, he seemed to be repeating himself over and over in a slow-mo flapper chat. I started laughing wildly and hysterically. It struck me as the funniest, most absurd thing I've ever heard. Then I noticed the strange shifting patterns on the ceiling. Bill pulled me down and my head just hit a whistle map as I watched the pattern change to swirling colours. Red, blue, and red, blue, and yellow. I tried to shake easy with the others, but my words came out, sucking, wet and dripping, tracing a colour. I pulled myself up and began walking, feeling a slight chill which crept inside as well as outside my body. I wanted to tell Bill, but all I could do was laugh. Soon, whole trains of thought started to appear between each word. I had found that the perfect, true, and original language used by Adam and Eve. But when I tried to explain, the words I used had little to do with my thinking. I was losing it. It was slipping out of my
mind.
This wonderful and priceless new thing which must be saved for posterity. It felt terrible. Finally, I couldn't talk at all and sunk back onto the floor, closed my eyes, and the music began to absorb me physically. I could smell it. Never had anything ever been so beautiful. I was part of every single instrument, with from the past. Each note had a character, shape and colour all its very own, and seemed to be entirely separate from the rest of the score, so that I could consider its relationship to the whole composition, although the next note sounded. My mind possessed the wisdom of the ages, and there were no words I could use. No, you're right, I don't know what to say. I looked at a magazine on the table, and I could see it in 100 dimensions. It was so beautiful I could not stand the sight of it and closed my eyes. Immediately I was floating into another sphere, another world, another state. Things rushed away from me, under me, taking your breath away like a drop in a fast elevator. I couldn't tell what was real and what was unreal. Was I the table, or the book, or the music? Was I part of all of them? But it didn't really matter, for whatever I was wonderful. For the first time that I could remember in my whole life, I was completely uninhibited. I was dancing before the whole group, performing, showing off and enjoying every second of it. My senses were so up that I could hear someone breathing in the house next door. I could smell someone miles away making orange and red and green ribbed jello. After what seemed eternities, I began to come down and the party
was started breaking up.
Three foreigners visiting England went out for a walk to see the sights of London. They could speak very little English. In fact, all one could say was, "I've just robbed a bank."
How unfortunate.
It's funny because when I went to Europe, my little phrase book, the first phrase I learned was, "I've just robbed a bank." All the second I could say was, 50 pence. And all the third could say was, "Me too."
Yeah, is Marty there? Do you know if he's turning up at all? Monday. Because we were meant to have a rehearsal today, and we organised it with him like before he went. Yeah. Right.
Well, he does get back there. Remind him that we're meant to be having a rehearsal and stuff. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
And crashed into an old lady, knocking her to the pavement. The three foreigners rushed to help her, and the old lady was suitably grateful for their kind attention and assistance.
"Thank you so much," she said, straightening her hat. "Quite all right now."
I thought it's written straightening, comma, her hat.
"Thank you very much, comma," she said, comma, straightening, comma, her hat.
"Comma. I'm quite all right now. I've just robbed a bank," said the first phoner, smiling.
One, potent genetic background. Two, good photo period. What's a good photo period? 72. Adequate fertilizer?
Distance between plants, distance between plants at least 80 centimetres, temperature of ground and time of sowing is about 17 centimetres. All the above points are discussed later.
$10 million, and the old guy had asthma and the old woman had Alzheimer's, and they had plenty of money to keep themselves alive through their illnesses, but decided that their money would be better off spent on the youth of the country to make make their lives better, so they wrote out their will to donate
all their money to charity, then went into the garage, got in the car, put a hose pipe from the thing at the back into the car and started up and killed themselves.
Sorry about the bit Santa came to say.
Santa might say it in a different sort of voice.
But the reindeers, don't they say things as well?
No, they just laughed and called them names.
Really? Said the old lady in surprise. How much did you get? 50 pence, said the second, with a grin.
You naughty person, scolded the old lady. You'll go to prison for that. To which the third phoner replied, well, me too.
That's so good.
Straightening her hat.
Tell us another joke, Mr. Fine.
Okay, this is a musical joke.
We spread that joke over the whole tape.
Yep.
Yep. Make them hang out for that punchline.
Oh, whoa, is Marty there yet?
Is Marty there? Yeah.
Oh, I rang the wrong number. Oh, no.
She started out an ordinary girl, and then she took drugs and ended up dying. The moral is, do not be an ordinary girl. It's for point it to support your habit. Anything else of value, grab it. Accidentally, Kelly Street. Accidentally, Kelly Street. The sound that slices through your dreams outside your window. Traffic screams. Never feel safe even in your sleep. You're always on the edge on Kelly Street. Accidentally, etc.
That's beautiful.
Did you? Why the hell haven't we done that yet?
Oh! You got it. You did it. Oh my God.
Did you bring the alligator?
Shade.
back. I couldn't find it. Hello.
Moved.
What's the date? The 18th. We're meant to be recording this tape tomorrow. This tape that you're meant to be listening to.
No, we're meant to be recording it on Tuesday. But who knows, because we're also meant to be rehearsing today.
The King Brothers King off.
Bloody, bloody, bloody.
What? Calendars. But the calendar's coming along.
Calendars
coming along. Marvellously.
What?
Isn't she really?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Reproduction of this tape is prohibited.
Purchase is optional and non-refundable.
Here's some of the old monocles, he'll see the reader, yeah. I'll be knowing what the...